Joining us now on the KRDO Newsline is Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. A lot of things going on within the CSPD. Chief, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know the application period has opened and the recruiting process for the next academy class is underway. What's going on as far as the efforts to add to the rosters at the CSPD?
Good morning, Shannon and Andrew. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to talk today. We are in the process of taking applications for next spring's training academy. We are hoping next year to have a class of 72 in April. Just wanted to let everybody know that the application process is still open through July 5th, so there's still some time if you're interested. I'd just like to give you a little bit of idea of some of the minimum requirements. All law enforcement certification in Colorado is governed by the Colorado Police Officer Standards and Training Board. So they set guidelines, and everybody has to follow these guidelines if you have a certified law enforcement training academy. First of all, you must be 21 years of age at the time of graduation. That's a requirement to carry a handgun. You can't be convicted of a felony. Can't be convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence. And then there's other misdemeanor charges that you can't be convicted of to be post-certified. And you can look up those online under the POST website. Salaries. Right now, for a recruit that's in the academy, the salary is about $27 an hour. And then once you graduate from the academy, you become a P4. And then there's three other steps to get to the P1. As a recruit, you make about $4,700 a month. As a P1, after 4 years, you make about $7,200 a month. So the pay increases for the first 4 years. If you're already in law enforcement and you're thinking of doing a lateral, our laterals make $36 an hour in the academy. So you actually get paid for the experience that you've had in another department. And we're always looking for laterals to come to CSPD. They bring a lot of experience with them. They don't need the amount of training in field training that a lot of people without experience need. So we're really excited. We're excited to have three back-to-back classes of 72 officers. Hopefully you're going to have one this fall and two next year. So we'll have another application process next year for the fall class.
And we know, Chief, we have spoke with other law enforcement officials across Southern Colorado. How has the overall mindset towards kind of policing the current state of affairs, how has that impacted or has it impacted the recruitment effort to get people to want to join the ranks at the CSPD?
Well, in 2020, during our application process, we actually had more people apply for this year's class than we did in 2019. We saw just a slight increase. I think it was about 60 people more applied. Our minority applicants were also higher. What we're seeing this year for next year's class is a reduction in those numbers. So we're doing kind of a full-scale push right now to do a lot more recruiting to get the message out there that we're hiring to hopefully increase the number of applicants before it closes on July 5th.
Very exciting there. And a career in law enforcement, I mean, it definitely is a choice that is one of public service. Can you say how you see that role maybe changing as we've had to deal with some of the issues over the last couple of years with movements to defund the police in other jurisdictions and other cities looking at, you know, relationships with their police?
Well, I think policing in general has changed over the years. I think at Colorado Springs Police Department, we've always appreciated working with our community to move forward. It is a job. It's a commitment to service, serving your community. I think there has been some impact on the social unrest in the last year or two toward law enforcement. But I really think if you go into it with a attitude of service to the community, all of these little things that seem like roadblocks, we can overcome. We've had issues. You know, I've been on the department for 32 years. I can think of times where we've had changes in law enforcement due to legislature. I can remember times where community, maybe there was social unrest, but we always get through it. I think what 2020 will do for us is make us a stronger partner with our community. I think we're doing a lot more outreach, or at least getting our outreach known to the members of our community so that they know that they can reach out to us, talk to us, and we're doing the same thing with them.
All right. Chief Niskey with the Colorado Springs Police Department, thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing that information. And we hope it reaches some people who are thinking about, you know, this is a career and they may want to sign up and get into that recruiting class. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope so, too. You guys have a good day.